Hello, I'm Nurse Cottonbomb, but you can call me Miss BB if you'd like. Now, what are we in for today? Just a normal examination? Sure, no problem. That's what we're here for. Sorry about putting you in one of these side rooms. We're absolutely stuffed full today. But it's nice and private, so that's a plus. Now, let's take your temperature. Good. Good. And now I'm just going to slide this cuff on your arm for the blood pressure. Alright. Give that a moment. Might feel a little tightness. Good. Okay, it's a little high, but it's a bit stressful today, I can imagine. Now, let me listen to your heart. Okay. I'm just gonna come around behind you, and can you lift up your shirt? Thank you. I'm just gonna place this on your back, and I would like you to take some deep breaths for me. Good. Good. Looks like you sound all good to go. Oh, no, there's nothing to be embarrassed by. It's perfectly natural. Does this normally occur randomly? It wasn't random. It was when I was pressed up against your back. Oh my, well yes, my chest is rather large. I can understand how that would affect a healthy, virile man like you. And, you're pretty virile, aren't you? We can't let you go walking around with such a hard cock and what I'm sure are full, aching balls. It could be unhealthy. How about I take care of it for you? Now, let me just get gloved up here, and there, and just stand straight up. I'll get behind you again, and just press myself into you. Does that feel good? My soft, warm chest rubbing up against your bare back. You feel so tense. Let me give you a quick massage to loosen you up. If you come now, you'll be all tight. And being tight is my job. Now, does that feel good here? Yeah. Now that you're nice and relaxed, let me just reach around and... Do you mind if I unbuckle your pants? My word! You practically popped out of your jeans. You're really pent up, aren't you? Poor man. Well, let Nurse BB begin your treatment then. I don't need a drop of lube or spit for you. You're leaking so much. Oh, no, it's not a problem, dear. Actually, I find it quite erotic. There's nothing quite like the sight of a rock-hard cock dripping and throbbing, just waiting for my attention. It always gets me so hot. Just like you, I can feel you practically burning through these gloves. Especially when I rub the palm of my hand over your head. So much pre-cum. So warm. Practically drooling over the idea of you. Have you inside of me? Can you imagine it? Pushing me down. Pulling my legs apart and sliding deep inside of me. tea before my lips instead. Maybe the sounds of my lips parting makes you dream of sliding into my wet, warm mouth, hearing me gag and moan around your shaft as you go deeper and deeper and harder. Harder. My mascara running down my face, my pussy drenched as I enjoy every last inch. You seem practically ready to pop, my love. Are you close? It's okay. I'll properly finish you off. Good, good. You can moan. It's quite alright. These rooms are soundproof for our patients' privacy. So let it all out. Let all your tension out with me. You twitch every time I get near your ears. Are you sensitive? I know you're close, so I'm going to count you down, okay? Biggest load you can. Everything. Get it all out. Every bit of that delicious, hot, thick seed. I need every last drop. Oh, there you go. Good boy. Oh, yes. Let's have a taste. Every bit as amazing as I knew you'd be. Sometimes you can just tell when a man is going to taste delicious. Now, your test results were wonderful. Some parts in particular were exciting, but I'm afraid I'll need to see you again soon. Oh no, not at the clinic. Your insurance won't cover my home services. But don't worry, for you, no charge. I just need you to refrain from masturbation until next week, when we can meet again, okay? Don't worry, you'll have no problem. problem with excessive semen retention after our next visit.
Okay.
All right. See you next week, darling. Bye now.